Good morning, dear friends. This is Stephanie Oki here again. Today, I have something that had been on my mind the entire week because I heard something that just really triggered me. It just really made me so mad. It looks like I always hear things that make me upset and then I come and do a podcast. But honestly, that's the essence of my podcast. I come on here to just kind of rant about the things I can't really rant about in real life because there's just no one to really talk to. And before I get into it, I kind of wish I had someone to interact with on my podcast. Like, I hear podcasts with like that go two way with two people talking to each other, and I'm always so jealous. Like, I don't know anyone. I don't even know how to go about it. All I use is my phone. So even if I wanted to interview someone, I would need more equipment and things like that. And I just wish I could actually have this discussion with somebody else, preferably a guy, because this discussion, guys, men listening to this are not going to like this at all, because this is really, you know, something that made me very disappointed in men. So I heard about someone whose husband threw her and her child out of the house because of his mistress. And let me tell you how it went. So apparently the guy even went as far as asking her, you know, it's like taking that permission but not permission. To me, that insulting permission to tell her, guys, if you hear this, you're gonna be mind blown. He came to her and said that his mistress, his girlfriend that he had been seeing, okay, so it's a situation where he had been married for a good number of years. Trust me, there was a child in the mix. The child is, you know, at least the child is about 4 years old. And the child is autistic. This is what makes me so mad. And he had an ex-girlfriend before he met his wife. But then obviously they broke up and then he met his wife and he's married now. But then the ex-girlfriend comes back from nowhere and wants him back. How do you... I mean, I have exes. I have ex-boyfriends. And some of them are married now. And why would I be interested in my married ex? Like, why? Especially my married ex with kids. In fact, even if he didn't have kids, why would I be interested in breaking someone else's home? And she literally did everything. This ex did everything she could and gave the guy an ultimatum to choose between her and his child. And yes, you heard that right. She did not say, it's either me or your wife. No, no, no. She said, it's either me or your child. Because clearly, the man had made it clear that his wife was not his problem anymore. But now he also had a child, right? And guess what? His wife and his child had to move out so that his mistress could move in. This blew my mind. Like, this is what made me so mad at men. It's like, how do you think with your penis and not your brain?
I am just mind blown. And you see, guys, notice how I don't even know where to start. Because it's one thing if you're telling your wife, oh, she said it's either you or her, which is already insulting enough, to be honest. But it's another thing if you actually place your child on that level of, I don't even know what to call it, just literally have utter disregard for your family and for your child. It's really, really disappointing. And guys, I'm sorry, but this one man is a disgrace to you all. And this one man, it's like when they say wherever you go you represent your home, this one man has represented every male in my eyes. Like, I got so upset about it, because cheating is bad enough. And this child, by the way, guys, if you know how children, right, tend to kind of lean more towards their mothers, and you know, as they grow older, at least family dynamics back in Africa especially, it's always that, you know, children kind of move closer to their mothers. Then the men say things like, oh, the mothers manipulate them and things like that. And then, you know, maybe by the time the child is like, say, 14 years old, you know, a 14 year old can speak for themselves to an extent. And, you know, 14 year old, let's say the 14 year old is kind of on their mother's side, not in good terms with their father, kind of always supporting their mom. As bad as it is, I would kind of understand the man saying he's choosing his mistress over his child, even though that's still absurd. But it would still be a little more explainable. But this is a four-year-old child. The four-year-old child knows nothing at all. And this is not even... This is not a neurotypical child. This is a four-year-old autistic child. It almost feels like the man has abandoned the child because the child is, in his head, of no use to him. In his head, because that child is probably going to be great in future, you know. But I don't know how much you can hate a woman to the point that you hate your child as well. And I've seen it happen. Some men pretend like they like their children just because they don't want... Look, I've seen a lot of men that do it just because they don't want... They pretend like they love their children and they do the bare minimum just so that it can be like on record that, look, I did something for my child. But they don't actually care, because you will see it from the grand scheme of things. Like, there's a way, as a parent, the love you show to a child is immense. It's wholesome. It's like a full picture of love. But then when some men don't really love their children, but they know that they're going to be judged by society for not kind of showing up for their children, they do the bare minimum. They send like little gifts. They write little notes and little things like that, and just do the bare minimum. They don't call their children. They don't see their children. They don't even try to have a relationship with their children. And then, you know, it's just, you know, yeah, I care for my child. I did it. They do only the things that can be seen. But you see, parenting is not about what can be seen. It's actually what cannot be seen. It's what you teach the child. It's everything. It's wholesome. I find that men cannot separate their hatred for their mother, for their ex-wives or whatever, the mothers of their children. I'm talking about broken relationships, clearly. I'm not talking about, you know, good couples. Some fathers can't separate that hate from their children. And in the African society back then, when, you know, polygamy was more common, you would find that if a man didn't like the mother, he wouldn't like the children as well. And he would, if he preferred, let's say, the second wife, he would like the second wife's children. He would treat them better. He would do the best for them. That's why polygamy is just a mess, in my opinion. But, you know, things like that tend to happen. And that makes me question that, because for a mother, it's very different. As a woman, most women, obviously, that are in their mental, that are mentally, you know, intact, because obviously some women can have one or two mental issues that can affect their parenting. But I'm saying most women, no matter what they feel for the father of a child, they never, ever, ever feel that same way for their children. They literally, women are like experts at separating fathers from children. But fathers are not. And it just makes me question why. Okay, yes, I understand that the motherly bond is extremely different. This is just nature. There is nothing we can do about it. Yes, we can say mother and father, you know, they're both parents, yes. But we all know that, yes, motherly bond is phenomenal. It's different. It's different. You will never see any animal in the animal kingdom besides humans. You will never see any other animal running with their fathers. It's only we humans. And that's just because we have brains. We're able to think.
right? But naturally, by nature, it is mother and child. Okay, I understand that. I do. But still, but even at that, there is just a level of, I've seen some fathers who genuinely love their kids. Sometimes they do even more for their kids than their mothers. So why is it that most men are not, why are those men in the minority? That's my question. Yes, because the women are the majority. Why is it that these men who do the most, who are the best fathers, why are they in the minority? Why can it not be said that men are majorly great fathers? Why is it only a few men? I'm really mad at men. Trust me, I told you guys from the start of this podcast, men, I'm sorry. You people need to do better. Speak to your friends. And you see, this is another thing. Men do not hold themselves accountable. I am so sorry, but y'all don't. You people do not. Men are so good at having friendships where all they do is banter, all they do is crack jokes, all they do is watch football, all they do is, you know, they don't hold themselves accountable, especially Nigerian men. You guys don't hold yourselves accountable. You guys don't question your friends and say, what you're doing to your wife right now is messed up, guy. It's messed up, bro. I'm not taking it. They don't. It's all banter. They laugh about everything. A man is destroying his home. They laugh about it with beer in front of them and just drink beer. I am so mad at you. Look. You guys need to hold yourselves more accountable for things. Men should be able to sit down together like adults, have fun, and at the same time, question your friends for their stupidity. If it means that friendship ends, so it be. Let the friendship end. Stop trying to protect your friendship with someone who's just, you know, I'm so mad. This thing made me so furious that day. Like, I just thought, who raised you people? You know, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, but no. How do you guys not hold yourselves accountable? Look, trust me, women hold themselves accountable. That's the truth. Women do. Most women, when, you know, and girls, once they're out with their friends or their friend is doing something shady or doing something wrong, look, I have close friends. When I see that they're doing something that's detrimental to their home, I tell them immediately. And, you know, I cannot speak as because of me, most women, but I have friends who have told me too. I have friends who've been mad at me too, who have told me, look, what you're doing is not right. This is what you should do. My friends do that. Girls do it. Girls tend to do it. This is something that I know. This is why I say I want to have this discussion. I wish I could have a man to speak with and we could have like a podcast together. But the thing is, I'm just here doing it with my phone. Like, I don't know. Anyway, this is not even about that. It's just, how do men not have emotions towards their children? Towards, like, how do you choose a woman? I can understand that you love another woman, you don't love your wife anymore. Okay. Look, there's all these stories of men who even end up kind of, I don't want to use that word, but they, I mean, if you heard of Chris Watts, that story where he had a mistress, he was just so in love, and so he decided to, you know, to end his family. I don't want to use the word. He killed his wife and his two children. And his wife was pregnant. A pregnant woman and two children. I think they were about four, age four and two, or three and four, something like that. The oldest was not up to five. That's all I know. How could you do that? Just because you're thinking with your penis. And then, now he's in jail for life, look, I don't know where some of these species come from. I don't know if this is a minority of men, but how you people choose a mistress over your family is still something I can never understand. I am, look, I'm a single girl right now, and I'm gonna tell you guys the story about, because I had a husband. Yes, I once did. I'm going to tell you guys all about it at some point. I'm not quite ready for that yet, but I will. But I can tell you one thing, that I've been single for about 8 months or so, and I have not for once felt the need to place any single soul above my child. Not one. My child is my priority. Nobody takes precedence. Nobody at all, male or female, comes over my child. None. Whereas, guess, let's not go into that. But what I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying I don't want to date. I want to date eventually, because I want to have a family. My life, I never planned for my life to be, you know, this way. And I think I'm going to talk about that in another podcast, but I just really want to be ready for it. But my point is, guys, I am okay if I have to stay with my child alone for the rest of my life. Do you understand? That's how much he is my priority. For me, right now, the second on my list of priorities is a second man, is another man. So yes, I do want to be with someone, but my priority is being a parent to my child. And if anybody comes into my life and thinks that that priority is going to shift, it will not. I'm going to be honest. You have to be ready to take the place you stand. I once dated a guy who had a child. I would be the one running around with him to look for gifts for his child on the child's birthday, because the child lived in another country and we lived in Nigeria at the time. I would be the one making sure that he buys the best things. We would make calls. You know, it was actually, because we were all single, to be honest, so it wasn't a matter of marriage or anything. He had a child as a single guy, like, you know, just as a single guy. And he had a child with some girl, and then he had another girlfriend and broke up with that one and then dated me. So it was while we were dating. So I didn't have any interaction with the girl. I wasn't the reason for their breakup or anything like that. So I kind of had, I could be cool with the girl. So it was so cool that I was even excited when he would travel to go and be with them to see his child. Maybe because I was single, I don't know. But when I say single, I mean I wasn't married. Maybe that's the reason there was a difference. But I was excited for him. He would stay in the same house with her and her child, because that's his child. I could never ever tell him, oh, why are you staying in the same house with her? First of all, I'm not married to him. Second of all, his child is his family. I'm still not his family. And besides, his child takes priority over me. And so if he needs to stay in the same house with his ex to be with his child, I was ready for it. And so this is even where women also have their own blame, because how do some women do this? As a woman, how do you do this to another woman? Do you understand? I once dated a guy with a child. I made sure I would be looking. Look, when his ex was even planning to visit Nigeria, because she was not Nigerian, she was planning to visit Nigeria, I spoke to her on the phone. I was already ready. Like, he had worked with me, like, okay, I'm gonna be the one to look, take her around. I will show her around if she needs to, you know. Like, I was ready to be that person. She was gonna be my friend. You know, you don't have to be enemies. Do you understand? They had long moved past their breakup and they have a child together. And, you know, trust me, I don't know how the guy even did it, because he must have been a great guy for him to even be able to get his ex and his current girlfriend to be friends. He did it. I was cool with her. I was very cool. No bad blood whatsoever till today. Like, whenever I even speak to him, I still ask of his child, like, oh, how is your child? And he tells me, oh, he's great. Look, he's such a big guy now. He's such a big boy now. You know, how do you people, how is it that these men are the minority? How is it that these men are the minority? I'm going to pray for y'all men. I will go and go on my knees and pray for men in the world. Because I don't know, you guys need prayers. You guys need prayers. And those women, for you women who decide that you want to come into a man's life
and then you feel like you have to be the number one even when he has a child, just know that some kind of thunder is gonna strike and it will catch you. You are a woman. As a woman, especially we Africans, there are certain things you don't do. You're a woman, it can come back and bite you. There's certain things you do not do. How can you make a man do that and you're happy with yourself? Why can't you and your man, why didn't you ask the man to leave his house? Why did you move into his house? You woman, woman. Why did you move into his house? I'm so mad, guys. I'm sure you guys can tell. This is an angry podcast. As my last few podcasts have been angry. Guys, I'm going to try my best to make the next podcast happy. I think I'm going to kind of wrap it up here because this is now just the rant. Look, it was my child's third birthday a couple of days ago, and I am doing, because now it's the weekend, his birthday was during the week, so I'm doing something tomorrow for him. So I'm going to be decorating and baking his cake today. I always bake his cake. I started doing it from his first birthday because I just couldn't find a place to get a cake, and so I just learned it, and now I do it. I did it for his first, second, and now I'm doing it for his third. So it's now my tradition. I'm going to bake cakes for him until, you know, until he's old enough to say, "Mommy, can you please not bake a cake for me?" So I will, it's my tradition. So I'm excited about that. So guys, I just wanted you guys to know that I'm not all like mad right now. I'm not just all angry. I actually have some joy in my heart. You know, it's amazing that I've been able to raise a child to 3 years. I can't even believe it. And trust me, guys, when I tell you I've been doing it all alone. All alone, yes. And I mean that, even though my separation happened 8 months ago, trust me, it's the easiest thing to be single in a marriage. I was single in my marriage, and I will tell you guys all about it once I'm ready to spill the beans. So right, thank you guys for listening to this point. Thank you guys for even being on my podcast, my little simple podcast that really is not, I mean, guys, there are many professional podcasters out there who talk about, like, when I see that some people are listening to me, I'm like, huh? People are listening to my podcast even when I'm just using my phone and sitting down in my closet and talking. Yes, I'm in my closet right now and talking. You guys, I'm just so grateful for anyone who shows support to this podcast, and I'm grateful for you. And find my podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. This is Stephanie Oki. I'm signing out. I'm signing out grand style. I've got to go do some cleaning now and start my day, and you know, get to decorating and baking and everything that I have to do. So until next week, I think we speak now every Saturday mornings. So next weekend, I will see you guys again. Find my podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify, Radio US, Castbox, and everywhere else that you find your podcast. Bye, guys.